Today, Defence Minister Maurice Payne announced Australia will send 30 troops to Afghanistan. This adds already 270 troops in response to a call by the US and NATO to increase Australia's military commitment. The war in Afghanistan started 17 years ago. Since Australian troops were first sent to Afghanistan in 2001, 42 troops have died. However, since 2014, the Australian commitment in Afghanistan has replaced combat operations with training roles. Joanna Carbo has the report.
In response to NATO's request, which I note has been supported by the United States, I can advise today that the Australian government has agreed to increase the Australian Defence Force commitment to Afghanistan by 30 personnel, from around 270 personnel to 300 personnel. These additional ADF members will allow Australia to commit additional advisers to further develop the long-term capabilities of the Afghan security forces as part of our current train, advise and assist mission. Their role will be to continue in the train, advise and assist roles.
Afghanistan has been unstable long before Australia decided to get involved. The capture of the country by the Taliban led to the arrival of Western troops hoping to stabilise the conflict. However, for almost 20 years now, it has been a tireless combat. This is James Mullen, a former military officer.
We have committed forces and withdrawn them. We've committed them and withdrawn them, and now we're committing them again. So it's been going on for a long time. I don't think it's been run all that well, but this is a war which we can achieve a military solution to so that the political steps can occur in the future.
Over the years, Australia has played a variety of different roles in Afghanistan. Peter Jennings is the executive officer of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He says Australian troops have not been involved in direct fighting. Instead, they have reduced the number to a much smaller group of soldiers involved in training the Afghan National Army Officer Corps.
We had a large Australian contingent based in the south of the country in Uruzgan province, and we engaged in a variety of construction tasks, which was really an attempt to try to bring some stability to the local community. And we were also engaged for a number of years in a very tough counterinsurgency fight using our special forces against Taliban and other extremist elements.
Australia's main role is still to assist the special forces to combat the Taliban, as Jim Mullen explains.
The first role was special forces were inserted and they fought the Taliban at much the same time as the Americans, assisted the local people to throw the forces out. We then put the special forces back in and they did some good work for a couple of years. We then withdrew those forces. We then deployed a much larger force into Uruzgan province, and that went for a couple of years. Our special forces and that larger force did very, very good work.
But Vice Chancellor of La Trobe University, Tony Walker, is not sure if the long-term presence will prevent from the Taliban taking over the Afghani government again.
The big question is for Australia and the other countries involved in Afghanistan is how long they'll have to remain in Afghanistan to secure the country. If, in fact, our presence there in the end will prevent the Taliban reasserting itself and the government in Afghanistan not being able to secure the country.
Peter Jennings says he has no wish to put Australian soldiers in harm's way, but he insists that after having made such an effort over the years, it will be a mistake to walk away. He also says that the troops have been improving civilians' life.
And the government there, I think, is on the improve, working hard in areas like, for example, improving the conditions of women through the country. So I think it is worth the investment, and I don't say that lightly because I'm very conscious of the human cost that's associated with these types of military operations.
Jim Mullen also says Australia plays a huge role in maintaining law and order in the country.
Afghanis have a right to a decent life, just like you and I have a right to a decent life. They don't want the Taliban. 87% of them, in a very recent survey, said they didn't want the Taliban to come back. It's there in our interests because the maintenance of world order and the maintenance of the rule of law is critical to your prosperity and to my prosperity, and that's why we should be there.
The total number of Australian troops in Afghanistan is much smaller compared to America. The new troop will serve as advisors or mentors with Afghan units at the bottom level. Tony Walker thinks the Australian government felt obliged to make this contribution and that this is a bare minimum.
this was a commitment I think the government felt that it could not avoid.
Peter Jennings agrees that it's a reasonable commitment from Australia, a way to keep a military presence in Afghanistan without getting engaged in the fight.
So I think this is in keeping with our level of strategic interests in Afghanistan, and it's one which is really designed to not get into the fight ourselves, but to improve the quality of training for the Afghan.
Jim agrees that it keeps away the terrorism threat.
Keeping it out of the hands of Islamist extremists such as Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State.
Tony Walker insists that this isn't an open-ended commitment. However, he hopes that the Afghani society and government will soon start to sustain itself.
I don't think that it's a responsible course to somehow enable that to happen in the short term. And I think the Afghan government should be given a chance to become to sustain itself and to stabilise the country. But I have very, very little confidence that that will be the eventual outcome.
Tony Walker, Executive Vice-Chancellor of La Trobe University, ending that report by Joanna Cabot.